For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We remember this famous Bible verse, John 3:16.
所以我们很多时候都会记得一个很出名的经文，就在约翰福音三章十六节那里。
We call it the summary of the gospel or a little gospel.
我们叫它是一个福音的摘要，或者一个小福音。
God gave his only son to death because God loves us that much.
神是叫他的儿子，独生的儿子去钉在十字架上死亡，就因为神就是这么爱我们的。
Thinking of Jesus' cross in this season of Lent, I remember a girl who was a close friend of my son Brian.
在一个大斋节的期间，想到十字架的时候，我就想到个仔 Brian 的一个好朋友。
One Good Friday, her father, a seminarian then, now a Methodist pastor, told her the story of Jesus, the crucifixion.
在一个的受难节的时候，一个女仔的爸爸当时是一个的神学生，今天就是一个美意美会的牧师，就跟她讲到耶稣钉十字架那个的故事。
After hearing the story that Jesus on the cross and God the Father let him die, he responded.
当这个女仔听完爸爸跟她讲到耶稣钉在十字架上，而他的父神是让他死在十字架上，那他就问爸爸了。
That God is so bad. I don't like the God who let his son die on the cross.
他就说，爸爸，这个神这么坏的，我不喜欢这个神容许他的仔死在十字架上的。
I love Jesus, but I don't like God.
我喜欢耶稣，但我不喜欢这个上帝。
Sunday school children often say that after hearing the story of the passion and the crucifixion of Jesus.
So, 很多时主日学的学生呢，听完耶稣钉十字架的故事之后呢，都可能会这样讲的。
For them, as well as for some of us, God seems to have the ruthless power.
对于他们来讲，或者对于我们某些的人来讲，我们都会觉得神真的好像很无情的。
How come the Almighty God let His only Son die on the cross?
点解呢个全能嘅神会容许佢个仔死喺十字架上呢？
I mean, it's still an incredible and incomprehensible question until we understand the love of God and learn the doctrine of Trinity.
所以我觉得呢一个到今日嚟讲，仍然都系一个好难相信、好难明白嘅一个嘅问题，除非我哋去明白到神嘅爱。除非我们是认识到三位一体那个的意思。
It is unbelievable unless we understand God's endurance and suffering with us.
就真的很难去相信的，除非我们知道神那个的忍耐和他那个的受苦。
And it is also a very costly sacrifice if we consider the many who make God's grace the cheap grace.
就一个恩典是一个很有价值、很昂贵、很宝贝的一个的牺牲，但有很多时候我们会令到神的这个恩典成为一个很廉价的恩典。
Today's gospel lesson teaches us about the cost of deliverance and discipleship.
在今天的福音书那个的经文那里就教导我们关于拯救那个的代价和一个门徒的代价。
Jesus began to teach his disciples and the multitude the cost.
耶稣在这里就开始去教导他的门徒和其余的会众关于一个代价。
When the popularity of his ministry was in the peak.
就在这个时候，就是耶稣他那个的事工是去到他的最高峰的时刻。
Jesus had gone through the cities and villages preaching the good news of God's dream and healing people.
就是那时耶稣已经去到很多的城市、很多的乡村那里，他传讲神一个的好消息，还有他医治了很多的人。
Great crowds gathered around Jesus.
就很多人去围住耶稣了。
Jesus fed the multitude with the 7 loaves of bread and few small fish.
耶稣在那时他是刚刚是喂饱了一班人，是用七个饼和几条鱼去喂饱了他们。
He gave sight to the blind man and Bethsaida.
他也在白菜达那里医治了一个瞎眼的人。
On the way to Caesarea Philippi, he once asked disciples, "Who do you people say that I am?"
但當佢係同門徒一路行去一個尼賽海撒尼亞伯達尼嘅地方嘅時候咧，佢就問佢嘅門徒啦：啲人話我係邊一個咧？
And later on, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
咁跟住咧，耶穌又問佢嘅門徒就話：你話我係邊一個咧？
And Peter answered correctly for all of them, "You are the Messiah."
就彼得咧就代表佢所有嘅門徒就答咗一個好正確嘅問題，就話：你就係尼賽亞。
After commanding the disciples not to tell anyone about this, Jesus went on teaching on the coast.
當耶穌跟住就係叫佢嘅門徒唔好將呢件事話俾其餘嘅人聽，然後跟住咧佢就教導門徒關於代價呢個嘅話題。
The cost of deliverance and cost of discipleship.
就講到拯救同埋做門徒嘅代價。
Yes, the cost of deliverance from sin and death.
就係啦，依個係從罪同埋死亡當中嘅拯救嗰個嘅代價。
Jesus taught them that Son of God must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed.
耶穌就教訓嗰啲嘅門徒就話：人子一定係要受好多嘅苦，被長老、祭司長同埋文士棄絕。並且係被殺。
And after 3 days, rise again.
但喺三天之後就會復活。
Unbelievable, isn't it?
係咪好難相信呢？
The Son of God must suffer and die.
一個神嘅兒子係要受苦，甚至要死。
But that's God's way in the world.
但係一個咧就係神喺個世界上嘅一個方法。
The cross is an act of God, the Almighty.
十字架就係一個全能嘅神嘅作為。
For the disciples, it was incredible and incomprehensible.
但對門徒嚟講，一樣嘢實在係好難相信，係好難明白嘅。
They had been taught and they hoped that the Messiah would come as an irresistible conqueror.
就佢哋一路嚟都係嘅教導就係，同埋佢哋嘅希望亦都係依個尼賽亞佢嘅來臨咧，係以一個唔能夠抗拒嗰個嘅征服者嘅態度嚟到呢個世界嘅。
But now they are told the Messiah will suffer and die.
但而家佢聽到就話呢個尼賽亞係需要受苦，甚至係要死嘅。
So Peter took Jesus aside and told him that he should be more serious.
所以彼得咧就拉埋耶穌一邊就同佢講啦。
Of course, it is not because Peter misunderstood Jesus' word.But because he did understand them correctly, and he doesn't like it.
當然咧，依個唔係話彼得唔明白耶穌所講嘅嘢，就係佢明白好清楚知道耶穌講乜嘢，但係佢係唔中意聽到佢所聽到嘅嘢。
Mark Twain once said that sort of quite accurately that many people are bothered by those passages in Scripture which they cannot understand.
馬克吐溫咧曾經係寫過一段嘅話，就係話好多人咧都係因為有啲嘅經文佢唔明白咧，就覺得好苦惱。
But as for me, I always notice that the passage in the scripture which troubles me most are those who I do understand.
但佢話，但對馬克吐溫嚟講咧，佢話令到我最痛苦嘅咧就係有啲嘅經文我係明白佢嘅，但係嗰啲先係令到我有時好苦惱。
Peter, who represents the most of us, even dared to rebuke Jesus.
就彼得咧，就喺甚至係去斥責耶穌。
So he got a very severe rebuke from Jesus.
所以耶穌就對佢係好嚴厲嘅去斥責。
Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things but on human things.
所以耶穌就對彼得就話啦：撒旦，退我後邊去吧。因為你唔體貼神嘅意思，只體貼人嘅意思。
How to overcome in the world?
我哋點樣去征服一個世界呢？
Recruit the largest army, build the most powerful bomb, develop the most effective missile system, set up the most sophisticated computer system.
係咪要去徵召一啲最強壯嘅軍隊，去製造一啲好 很有威力的炸弹，或者是去发展一些很有效力的导弹系统，或者是去建立一个很精密的一个电脑的系统呢？
If they are not listening, threaten them directly and indirectly.
是不是当那些人不听的时候呢，我们就直接或者间接的去威胁他们呢？
We will attack you economically and eventually physically too.
或者是对他说，如果你不听话的时候，我们就在攻击你的了，是跟着是经济上的攻击或者是身体上的攻击。
How dare you try to compete with us?
或者跟他说，哇，你够胆跟我斗过？
Here is the deadline for you.
这个就是你的死线
了。Well, the way of the world is irresistible conquest.
是的，很多时候世界 的方法来去征服人呢，是用一个不能够抗拒的征服。
However, the way of God is by irresistible love.
但是神的方法呢，就是用一个不能够征服的爱。
Love that suffers, love that dies.
他爱是愿意去受苦，爱到是愿意去为我们死。
That's the way of God.
这个是神的方法。
The cross is the ultimate expression of grace, the ultimate love of God.
所以这个十字架就是神去表达个恩典的一个最终极的方法，或者去表达神的爱的一个最终极的方法。
It is symbol of God's love and the grace of God.
十字架是神的爱和神恩典的一个记号。
This cannot be understood easily, especially in these days that many people and our children live and die for the profit.
这个的观念，我们今天的人是很难去明白的，因为今天的人呢，他是为了生活，为了很多的他的利益来去拼搏的。
But tend not to sacrifice anything for the love.
但是他们不会是为了爱来去付上任何的牺牲。
In fact, we have been asked to sacrifice our conveniences and comfort for the national security and political victories, but we never want to die for the love.
有时我们是为了国家的安全或者政治的原因，我们都愿意牺牲一些的方便或者一些的舒服，但是要为爱来去牺牲这样，我们是永远都不愿意做的。
Leather, look, how many of us threw away the vows and royalties we made for the sake of money and or comfort?
就很多时候我们反而是为了一些的舒服或者为了一些的方便，我们连我们起的愿我们都要去放弃的。
People abandon the love for the sake of the convenience and or new entertaining adventures.
就今天的人很多时候会放弃了爱，就为了他一些方便或者为了他一些愉快的一些经历。
Many of us wonder where our commitment that follows our vow is.
就很多时候我们都在想，不知道就是我们的誓愿之后那个委身去了哪里呢？
Where is the faith that proves our love to God and God's church?
我们对神那个的爱或者对教会的爱那个的信念又去了哪里呢？
Dostoevsky once said, love in practice is a harsh and terrible thing compared with the love in dreams.
有一个作者托尔斯夫基斯，他曾经这样写过，就说一个在实践的爱呢，实在是很艰巨和很难的，如果比起一个在发梦梦想当中的爱。
The death of Jesus on the cross showed it clearly.
但是耶稣基督钉在十字架上的死就很清楚地显示到出来了。
God's love that never let us go.
神的爱是永远不会放开我们的。
Apostle Paul affirmed that love by saying, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord in Romans chapter 8 verses 39.
使徒保罗他也是去去好肯定呢一個愛，佢就講到就話，就係冇乜嘢係能夠讓到神嘅愛同我哋係有隔絕嘅。佢喺羅馬書八章三十九節嗰度係咁樣講。
We may try to separate ourselves as we often do。
就我哋反而好多時係要同神隔絕啊。
But God still keeps on loving, God keeps on suffering, and God keeps on dying。
但神佢系不断嘅去爱我哋，佢不断嘅去为我哋去牺牲，不断嘅去喺度为我哋死。
The Son of Man must suffer and die。
神嘅神嘅儿子，佢一定系要受苦，一定要死。
It's the way of God。
因为呢个就系神嘅方法。
For deliverance, it is cost God paid because God loves us that much。
为咗要去拯救我哋，神就系要付上呢个嘅代价，因为神就系咁爱我哋啦。
The cross proves how much God loves us。
使得十字架就已经显示到神系几咁嘅爱我哋。
He shows us how terrible and serious our sin and death are。
十字架亦都系显示到我哋嘅罪，我哋嘅死系几咁嘅恐怖，几咁嘅严肃。
In verses 34, Jesus went on to teach the cost of discipleship。
就喺跟住喺34节嘅时候，耶稣继续嘅去教导一个做门徒嘅代价。
If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take their cross and follow me。
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起佢嘅十字架来跟从我。
He subscribes the cost we should pay as his followers。
呢度就系讲到，如果我哋要做耶稣嘅跟随者嘅时候，呢个就系我哋要付上嘅代价。
If we would follow Christ, we must disregard all thought of self and give preeminence to our relationship to God。
如果我哋系要跟随耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋就要放低我哋自己嘅一切嘅思念，而系将我哋最好嘅去到我哋同神嘅关系当中。
I mean, we must seek God's will and God's way。
我哋要寻求神嗰个嘅旨意同埋神嗰个嘅方法。
Here, problem is that it is more than making certain and selective sacrifices。
个问题就系我哋系唔单止系要去作一啲选择性嘅牺牲。
It is more than giving up a particular interest or possessions, some of which we do not need anymore。
而係唔單止我哋係要放棄一啲我哋自己嘅興趣或者一啲我哋擁有嘅嘢，有時可能呢啲嘢我哋根本都唔想要嘅。
Rather, it requires self-denial, obedience。
反而咧，這個代價就係需要我哋去克己，要去順服，去重整、校正我哋個人生嘅方向。
And the orientation of life from self as center to Christ。
从一个自我中心的一个人生的方向，去到一个以基督为中心的方向。
Yes, God deserves our first priority。
神是值得我们将它挤在首位的。
In the other hand, Jesus suggests that we may choose not to follow Christ。
但另外一方面，耶稣这样讲的时候，就说我们都可以选择不去跟随他的。
Yes, we have that much freedom。
是的，我们真的有这么多的自由度的。
If any want to become my followers。
因为他说若有人要跟随我。
But if anyone choose to follow Christ, the cross is the cost。
但如果我们要跟随耶稣的时候，十字架就是我们的代价。
This is the costly grace。Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in the Meditation Distinguishing Terms the cheap grace。
潘国华牧师咧，佢喺佢一本嘅书入边咧，佢就系咁样讲啦。佢话呢一个系一个好昂贵，要付上代价嘅恩典嚟噶。而佢系就想分别一个普通人有好多时将佢变成一个廉价嘅恩典，将佢分别出嚟。
In his book The Cost of Discipleship, he said。
喺佢一本书叫做。門徒做門徒的代價，這本書裡面他這樣說。
Just as Christ is Christ only in virtue of his suffering and rejection, so the disciple is the disciple only in so far as he shares Lord's suffering and rejection and crucifixion。
基督他是基督，就是因為他有受苦和他是被拒絕，而我們門徒是門徒呢，就是看看我們是願是在这个分享基督的这个受苦和他的拒绝有多少。
Discipleship means adherence to the person of Jesus, and it means the cross。
就是门徒的意思呢，就是说我们紧贴住主耶稣基督，也都是意思呢，就是说十字架。
So if we follow Christ long enough and close enough to his disciples, we are going to the cross, and there is no way avoiding it。
就當我哋如果係跟隨耶穌一段長嘅時間，或者係緊貼嘅跟隨耶穌嘅時候咧，我哋作為門徒嘅咧，我哋一定都會行呢一條十字架嘅路嘅，我哋係唔可以避免嘅。
Thus, from the worldly perspective, we Christians always losing, at least in appearance.
但係對一啲嘅社會嘅角度嚟去睇咧，我哋基督徒好似有時咧係一個失敗者，最多人都喺外表上。被人哋認為係咁樣。
For example, we do not claim ourselves as our own.
例如咧，好似我哋唔會話我哋自己係屬於自己嘅。
We are not prepared enough for ourselves.
有時我哋都唔會為自己係預備足夠嘅。
Yeah, sometimes we seem to be a bunch of losers.
有時我哋喺被外人嚟睇咧，覺得我哋係一班嘅失敗者。
That's why someone noted that we are living in a Good Friday world.
所以有啲人咧，就有時就話我哋係住喺一個好似受難日嘅世界一樣。
The world is so bent on having its way that Christians are crucified in Christ.
就係今日嘅世代咧，係好憑住自己嘅意思去做嘅，所以係好歪曲嘅。所以基督徒有時就係好似同基督一樣，係被釘十字架。
It means Christ is not for those who must win all the time.
咁即係話基督唔係俾嗰啲係要成日贏嘅人。
Let the Christ is for losers from the worldly standard.
而基督咧係俾嗰啲係喺世界嘅角度去睇係失敗嘅人。
And it is the cost of discipleship.
但依一個咧就係做門徒嘅代價啦。
The cost of discipleship is losing us from the worldly measures.
而喺一個門徒嘅代價咧，就係一個嘅世界嘅量度當中咧，我哋係失敗嘅。
We are often losers in financial management, efficiency, self-fulfillment, and achieving the fame and power in the world.
就好多時我哋係喺一個嘅經濟管理啊，或者效率嗰方面啊，或者係自我成就。嗰方面或者係依個嘅權力、名譽嗰個嘅爭取嗰方面咧，我哋都好似係失敗嘅。
But from the bottom of our heart, we know and trust that God will save us。
就係我哋從心底入邊，我哋知道神係會拯救我哋嘅。
When we lose our own for the sake of the Christ, for the sake of the gospel, and for the sake of the church。
就當我哋係為咗基督、為咗教會、為咗依個福音嚟去失去嘅時候。
Jesus said,
耶稣就话了
For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake, for the sake of the gospel, will save it.
因为是凡要救自己生命的人呢就必定丧掉生命凡为我同埋福音丧掉生命的呢就必救了自己的生命
We know who are going to be winners in the end.
就我哋知道最终边一个系胜利者。
We know who can overcome the world by losing the self and by loving others as we love ourselves.
就我哋知道咧，最终系边一个真系战胜咗呢个世界，就系藉住我哋去舍己，藉住我哋去爱我哋周围嘅人，好似我哋爱自己一样。
According to a recent research by George Gallup.
按照最近一個貝蓋爾嘅一個嘅民意調查
，12% of Americans are highly spiritually committed。
12%嘅美國人咧係十分之投入喺佢嘅靈性生活嗰度嘅。
They are those who truly understand what Jesus meant。
佢哋咧係好清楚明白耶穌係咩意思。
Gallup also said that the members of this group are breed apart from the rest of the populace in at least four ways.
在这个民意调查度咧，亦都讲到呢一班人咧，佢同其余嘅人最低限度有四样嘢系唔同嘅。
The first, they are happier.
第一样，佢哋系开心啲嘅。
The second, their families are stronger.
佢哋嘅家庭系坚固啲嘅。
The third one is that they are tolerant and people of different races and religion.
第三樣咧，佢哋係比較包容接納其餘唔同族類嘅人或者唔同宗教嘅人嘅。
The fourth character is that they are community-minded。
第四樣咧，佢哋係好社會去時時都諗到個社會嘅社群嘅。
Yes, they are the ones who are involved in service to others。
是的，他们这班人就是成日去服侍周围的人的。
That is cross bearing that really make a difference.
这个就是因为他们背十字架就做有一个的不同了。
In that sense, we should reflect on ourselves.
就是这样的时候，我们都要去反省我们自己。
What is the nature of our commitment for the costly discipleship?
就我们对这个付代价的门徒那个委身有多少呢？
How deep is my relationship with God?
我和神的关系又有多深呢？
Are we prepared to deny ourselves for the sake of Jesus and the gospel?
我们有没有为到神的缘故，为了耶稣的缘故去舍己呢？
No answer.
没答案啊？
And no idea.
还是不知道呢？
Then there are acid tests that reveal the degree of our discipleship.
但是有一些很嚴峻的考驗 去考驗我們是不是一個的門徒的。
And these two are very good testing methods I'd like to introduce to you today.
所以呢就想介紹給你有兩個很嚴峻的一個的考驗，去考驗我們這個是不是門徒的方法。
The first, check the motives of discipleship or devotion.
第一樣呢就是去查下 去檢查一下我哋依一個做門徒或者我哋虔誠背後嘅目的係乜嘢
？For example, look at the motives behind Peter's rebuke。
或者我哋又睇下彼得佢對耶穌講嗰個嘅説話，佢背後嘅目的係乜嘢呢
？The most significant barrier for discipleship is in the question that we have forsaken all. What shall we have？
有多時有一個好重要嘅阻隔，令到我哋不能够完全做一个的门徒的呢，那个一样东西就是说我已经放弃了这么多了，我得到什么东西？
But Jesus indicated that the motive that received the reward was for my name's sake.
但耶稣很清楚地去指出，最后那个目的应该就是说为了他的名缘故。
When our motive of service is that we may get something, we miss that for which we aim.
如果我们的服侍最后的目的是想得到一些的东西的时候，我们可能我们那个的就对错了那个目标了。
Furthermore, when we focus on the reward, we may seriously look at fellow disciples and fellow believers or non-believers.
就如果我们的目的呢只是想得到一些的东西的时候，我们很容易就是周围睇其余嘅信徒啊，一啲嘅跟随者啊，或者甚至一啲未信嘅人啊，咁样。
We are going to be more interested in how God deals with others.
我哋就好想知道，神同对佢哋又点样咧
？Why not me？
点解唔系我咧
？Why those non-believers prosper and enjoy everything？
点解嗰啲未信嘅人反而系好似咁亨通，享受咁多嘅嘢嘅咧？
Why these things are happen only to me?
但點解依啲嘢只係臨到我身上呢
？Complaints and murmuring
就好多嘅投訴，好多嘅抱怨啦。
It makes us difficult to accept what is for disciples.
就依樣嘢就令到我哋好難去接受做門徒嗰個真正嘅意思。
You should know that after resurrection, Jesus renewed Peter by asking three times, "Do you love me?"
就我哋都知道咧，喺耶穌復活之後咧，佢係復興彼得，問咗佢三次：你愛我嗎
？And he said to him, "Follow me."
但耶穌就對彼得話：來跟從我。
But again, Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following. Lord, what about him?
但彼得轉過嚟咧，就睇見耶穌所愛嘅門徒，就話啦：主啊，嗰個人又點樣啊？
Do you remember what Jesus told him?
你記唔記得耶穌點答咧
？If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?
我若要他等到我來嘅時候，與你何干呢
？You just follow me.
你跟從我吧。
Please remember our discipleship is to watch our motive carefully.
所以記得我哋一個嘅門徒好緊要的一樣嘢就係要。留意我哋嗰個目的背後嘅目的係為乜嘢
？To keep our eyes on the Lord，
我哋要定睛望住耶穌
，rather than look over other shoulders， our shoulders at others，
而唔係周圍去望我哋周圍嘅人。
Second test is check where your treasure is。
第二個 嘅考驗咧，就係話睇下我哋嗰個嘅財寶喺邊度。
That's why we watch carefully how we use our time and money.
所以咧，依一樣嘢就叫我哋要時時留心我哋點樣用我哋嘅時間同埋我哋嘅金錢。
It will reveal who we are and what we are like.
依一樣嘢係會好顯示到我哋係邊一種嘅人，我哋係點樣嘅。
Also, it is a good indicator of our discipleship.
亦都係一個好容易嘅顯示到我哋門徒係點樣嘅一個門徒。
It is true that they have been a central concern of almost all the people throughout human history.
就金錢一樣嘢，當然係一個係對所有嘅人喺古今中外都係一個好緊要、好關注嘅一個嘅問題。
Do you know that even in 16 out of 38 parables of Jesus involved in the subject of money?
就你知唔知咧？耶穌講咗38個嘅比喻當中咧，有16個係有關到金錢呢一方面嘅。
Yes, money matter is very tricky.
就錢銀一樣嘢咧，都係好複雜嘅一樣嘢嚟嘅。
But essential element we need to live this world.
亦都係我哋活喺地上嘅生活一個好重要嘅一個元素。
Especially in this capitalistic, individualistic society we are living, it rules many aspects of our lives.
特別喺一個我哋今日活喺一個嘅資本主義、個人主義嘅社會咧，金錢係影響嗰度我哋生活嘅各層面嘅事情。
Among many teachings of Jesus on the issue, the word the Lord's has a significant meanings.
但喺耶穌嘅教導當中，關於依個金錢嘅問題咧。那個字就話屬於神嘅，依一個係一個好好重要嘅一個嘅意思。
Yes, it is not belong to us.
係嘅，就係依啲一切都唔係屬於我哋嘅。
It is God's.
係屬於神嘅。
We are not owners, but only trustee of our possessions.
我哋唔係擁有依啲我哋而家擁有嘅嘢，我哋只係暫時神係俾我哋去托管住嘅。
For a matter of time, we busy Christian workers are apt to say.I don't have time. I'm too busy.
就好多時咧，我哋都會遇到好多嘅好忙嘅基督徒，成日都會話我冇時間，我好忙啊。
But it is not true if we consider how we use the time wisely.
實咧，如果我哋能夠清楚知道我哋點樣好聰明嘅去用我哋嘅時間咧，我哋唔應該咁樣。
Is it really true that we do not have enough time?
係咪真係我哋咁冇時間咧
？Then who has enough time?
咁邊個有時間？
In fact, we all have the same amount of time for a day and for a year.
就我哋每一个人都系有同一样嘅时间嘅啫。
Think about great men and women never give the impression of being too busy, but rather appears to quiet and devote more time to God.
就我哋睇下一啲嘅伟人，佢俾我哋嘅印象唔系话佢哋成日都好忙，而系俾我哋嘅印象咧就系佢系一个好安静、好。好忠心、好虔誠嘅人，佢哋係對神係有好多嘅更多嘅時間。
Yes, it is so true that usually the small and inefficient person gives the impression of great business.
反而咧，有時係一啲比較唔係咁有效力嘅人咧，佢就俾你一個印象咧，就話佢成日都好忙。
Preparing this sermon, I always feel that.I need to redeem the time as Paul counseled the Ephesians.
所以喺準備依一個嘅講道嘅時候咧，我都要去繼續嘅去學耶保羅喺以弗所書嘅教導，就係話要愛惜光陰。
Thankfully, however, we still have a choice.
就係好感恩嘅咧，就係我哋真係最後都係有一個嘅選擇嘅。
We can make God's redeeming grace either the cheap grace or the costly grace according to how we redeem our time.
就我哋係能夠係將神呢個嘅恩典變成一個嘅有代價、一個好昂貴寶貴嘅恩典，還是係一個廉價嘅恩典？呢個就睇我哋點樣去用我哋嘅時間。
And how to use God-given resources.
亦都係睇我哋點樣用神俾我哋嘅資源。
Jesus' invitation to you and to me today is to pick up the cross and walk with him.
就今日耶稣对你对我嘅一个邀请就系话背起十字架来跟从我。
It means our commitment must be complete and total if we claim to be his disciples.
呢个就系话我哋嗰个嘅嗰个委身系要完全嘅。
It is costly, but I believe worth to live with.
是要付上代价的,
if any want to become my followers, let him deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me.
所以就是说, 若有人要跟从我, 就要背起十字架来跟从我。
It is the words of our Lord for you and for me today.
这句话是今天耶稣要对你对我说的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
O God of grace and